producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
Oh, Jonathan, it's good to be back on the air with you, my friend. Last week, I was at the Truth About Cancer Awards Gala. Of course, you were also featured in the series about, well, the right, the freedom to know other options for healing, and, of course, the right to act on it. And that's something you've been involved with for many years. But thank you to you, and, of course, Cheryl Chumley is with us, and Norm Singleton for carrying the weight here for the Sacred Fire of Liberty while I was gone.
Well, it was our pleasure, Robert, and good to have you back.
Well, it's good to be back, and we've got Cheryl Chumley, and she writes frequently for WorldNet Daily as well, and we have links up upcoming shortly in the notes as op-eds working them, putting them up at robertscottbell.com. Jonathan, to kick it off here, I guess that, you know, the all the rules are kind of thrown out the window this year in the Republican, what do we call them, the sessions, the days. What's going on? We got Donald Trump, who's doing everything that would be considered politically incorrect, but he's being embraced more. His poll numbers are climbing no matter what he says. And, you know, maybe there are grains of truth. Maybe there's some good thoughts in some of what he says. Or are we, I don't know, are we missing the message? What's going on out there?
I think a lot of people are absolutely fed up with politics as usual in this country. They're disgusted with a failed presidency for Barack Obama. They're disgusted with the political rhetoric being given to them by Republicans who, when they assume office, fail to follow through. And they're looking for something different. They're favoring a person who's not involved with politics. They're looking for somebody who will be frank and state what's on his or her mind without all of the political handling. And Donald Trump is unafraid to offend. I think they find that attractive. Even if they disagree with precisely what he's saying, I think that the overall point is people are fed up with Washington as usual and are pleased to see at least somebody who doesn't fit the typical political mold. And the latest thing of Donald Trump, which is kind of a peculiar thing, is his statement that at least for a time, people of Muslim religious preference ought not be able to come into the United States, ought not be able to emigrate to the United States. Now, I think that, truth be told, there is obviously an overlap between radical Islamists and Muslims in general. It's a subset that is a radical Islamist. But distinguishing who is a radical Islamist is virtually impossible, because they disguise themselves. And what Trump, I think, is missing is that if you ban all Muslims from coming into the country, radical Islamists will declare themselves to be Catholics.
I mean, right, exactly.
They're going to come, you know. The point is, the better point is, I think, and I'm all ears for Cheryl's view on this, but I would say the better point is to identify countries where regions are rife with radical Islamist anti-American sentiment, and to preclude immigration from those countries, regardless of who is emigrating, and to have exceptions granted only upon demonstrable proof of a thorough background where you can trace someone's background, trace their position, and know that these people are coming here because of a specific economic purpose that will enhance and benefit the United States. And even then, I would subject them to surveillance while here, with notifications to the local authorities that they're coming from one of the identified countries.
Well, that's so the kind of nuance, Jonathan, that's missing in Trump's rhetoric, whether he has it or he'll have advisors that would say, hey, let's rein this in a little bit. Right now, of course, the way he talks, of course, it's kind of a populist message for those that are saying enough is enough. We got to do something. Obama is absolutely failing on this. Cheryl Chumley, yeah, join us now on that perspective and the fact that the Republican establishment is nervous about Trump actually winning and gaining with every message that he makes.
Oh, I would say they are extremely nervous. And, you know, I guess if you're an establishment Republican used to your party dictating policies for the Republican Party, Trump is just a horror show because he doesn't need anybody's money and he doesn't seem concerned with spouting off any type of political platforms that are decidedly in line with the party. So he's uncontrollable, and that is not just unacceptable to the mainstream, to the establishment Republicans. I think it's somewhat scary. And going a little bit more toward what Jonathan was saying, I definitely agree that Trump could have made a better case for presenting his view about halting Muslims at the border. I think it would have been smarter if he had said that he wanted to halt, immigrants, people coming in from countries with ties to terror. And, you know, if you read between the lines, that's pretty much all your Muslim-dominated nations. So he could have accomplished the same thing, only said it in a way that was more politically palatable to others in his party. I think he still would have caused quite an outcry with his opponents, but I think he would have been able to ward off some of the bad press by going that route.
Jonathan, is it true that Jimmy Carter stopped immigration from Iran at the time he was president because of the hostage crisis?
Yes. There's no shortage of decisions of that sort from countries that are hostile to the United States in our history. So I have sympathy with Donald Trump's view that we ought to be stopping people who may commit acts of terror. I just think that his proposition is really sophomoric. You don't ban people based on their religion when your goal is to stop radical Islamists, because we know that radical Islamists will assume a persona that is different to achieve their objective of killing us. So they will, if you say no Muslims can come into the United States, not only are you causing a large number of people who are Muslims who are peaceful from coming into the United States, but you're also causing the radical Islamists to simply say, okay, well, I'm a Catholic, I'm a Protestant,
sure, you just
I'm a
set
Jew.
A strategy for them.
Yeah,
and even
yeah.
Netanyahu chimed out on Trump's statement on Islam in this way. He says, no, that's not our perspective either. In Israel, there's freedom of religion there, and the ability, if you're Muslim, you can go to Israel. So if they're not banning people who are Muslim, then, of course, there's got to be a better strategy.
But there is a truth underlying this, which is that we do not have the wherewithal, nor is there enough documentation of the background of many of these people from Syria and from Iran and from Yemen and other Arab states that tend towards being hostile to the United States, Afghanistan, Iraq, to know what their backgrounds are. So it makes perfect sense, in light of the determined effort and intention of ISIS and Al-Qaeda to penetrate our borders through emigration from these countries, to block immigration from those countries. And to do so based on, as Cheryl said, the fact that there's either state sponsorship of terrorism or there is a substantial terrorist presence for which we cannot, through intelligence means, discern whether someone is or is not affiliated with one of these groups. So that's a fair justification for stopping immigration to the United States from those countries. But it just, it's rather, you know, well, from one vantage point, you know, to communicate as Donald Trump did, he's preying upon public angst and reaction, of course.
Right.
Which people are saying, well, I see these people on television who committed this act in California, and they're Muslims. I can see they're Muslims. They dress in Muslim attire. You know, they look like they're Muslims. So the visceral reaction is, well, be on guard against Muslims. But the real story, and this is Obama's fault too, the real story is that it's radical Islamists. It's a subset of the Muslim population that will take up arms and kill people. There is a huge segment of the Muslim population that views this with revulsion. There's another subset of the population that views the United States as infidels invading their territory and looks at this and says, well, they're getting what they deserve. And then there is a segment that will actually take up arms and commit these acts. Well, we can't discern who's who. We can't. We have no way of, when people come into this country from these other countries, of being able to discern whether you are peaceful, whether your intentions are to commit an act of terror, whether you are affiliated with a terrorist group or not. We can't, you know, it's kind of like the stupid question that you're asked at the post office. Is the package you're sending, does it contain an explosive device? Well, you think you're a terrorist? You can answer that one, yes.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Exactly.
You know, the only way to do this to protect our nation is to block emigration from certain countries that have terrorist activity in them and affiliation going on and efforts that we know are underway to try to penetrate our borders from those groups in those countries. And that's enough. That's enough to justify blocking immigration to the United States from those countries.
Well, and there is precedence in our history, and other countries have similar precedents to do that, and that would not violate the Constitution in ways some are claiming. Obama had a primetime address recently. I don't know if we've learned anything from it, but when we were about up on a break, Cheryl, and when we start up after the break, I want to ask you about if there's any insight that we gain from this guy. Is there a strategy at all in combating this or preventing it from occurring, of course? Or is it all about, let's confiscate guns from law-abiding Americans? That will save us. That will help us. So we'll get to the heart of this with Cheryl Chumley. Of course, Jonathan Niemoor's here for the Sacred Fire of Liberty. We do each and every week. And then we'll have Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty with a lot more updates on that level of freedom that we like to embrace here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Back in just a moment.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735. 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
On bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, you can learn more about Jonathan Emord at emord.com, E-M-O-R-D.com. Links up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Cheryl Chumley, contributing writer to World Net Daily, WND.com. Cheryl, did you catch the Obama primetime address on, was it on war on terror? What was that?
Yeah, I think it was on gun control is what it was. It was supposed to have been the White House's response to the terror attacks in California and sort of the president's way of reaching out and calming and soothing the American people, kind of maybe assuring us all that he's actually got a strategy to deal with this and that he was going to take decided action. But what came from it, in one breath he's talking about how, you know, this was a sad day for America, another terrorism strike, and avoiding, once again, use of the phrase radical Islamism. And then in the next breath, he was segueing right into the need for more common sense, what he calls common sense gun control. Congress needs to get in the game, get their butts in gear, and start passing legislation to crack down on the Second Amendment. Totally dismissing the logic that the Second Amendment is there for law-abiding American citizens, and criminals don't abide it anyhow when they obtain weapons. The Second Amendment crackdowns that he has in mind would not have stopped a terror attack in California. So what we've learned from this speech is that Obama is basically ratcheting up his rhetoric to clamp down on the Second Amendment. He's not waiting hours or days in between an incident and when he comes out with gun control. He's doing it the very speech that he gives soothing Americans' fears.
Well, of course, we've talked about this, you know, in Texas or in Montana, somewhere where the Second Amendment is just right out there for everybody to see. A terrorist is not going to get a lot of shots off before he's filled with lead. And, you know, that whole disarming of Americans, I mean, it's become so obvious. I just don't think it's working as well with each event that happens, each tragic event. People are, I see, by and large, seeing, you know what, if we were armed, it would be better, not worse.
Well, I think that's being borne out. If you look at the stats in the last few days, I've seen a few stories, media reports of the gun sales statistics. Every time Obama practically opens his mouth, gun sales and ammo sales skyrocket. So I think American people are more in line with what we believe than what Obama's trying to put out.
Yes. Well, this is good news. I mean, I've been concerned because the battle's been on this for so long, but I'm just sensing that people are not falling prey to it unless they're, you know, a leftist that never believed in your right to keep and bear arms or defend yourself. So let's see, what else we got here? Scalia, what is this alleged racist remarks in an affirmative action case at the Supreme Court?
Did you want to take that, Jonathan, or you want me to weigh in on it?
Well, I can start. I think that this is really a slanted view of what was communicated by Scalia during the oral argument. But in any event, what they don't understand, I think, is many media people don't understand also, is that frequently the justices will play devil's advocate, will take a position that they may not actually fully embrace in order to draw out argument over the point. Now, Scalia's decision will be the thing that will indicate what his opinion is, but I don't think it's fair to limit the ability of a justice to ask questions, even if those questions on their face would appear to be something that many other people may disagree with or that may offend a majoritarian view. We want them to ask probing questions that cover all aspects of the matter. So I don't think it's fair to attack Justice Scalia based on an oral argument, questions in an oral argument. And this is an isolated question taken out of the context of the overall oral argument.
You know, there was a leftist blog, Mediaite, that actually did a good analysis of what happened, and they landed on Scalia's side. Scalia made the point during oral arguments, he was referring to another brief that perhaps black students don't belong at certain schools, but he was referring to what others said, and Mediaite actually made that point, whereas other media just ran with it as if Scalia was saying that from his own point of view as a statement of his belief. So, you know, the whole thing seems to be a media-created frenzy aimed at, you know, pointing out Scalia as a racist, which Harry Reid was quick to do today from Congress.
Right. Well, Harry Reid is certainly one to talk. He, of course, is not one who has lived by the rule of law in his entire term in office. So, anyway.
Yeah, Harry Reid is a bit punch drunk from his exercise equipment, so we don't take what he says all that.
The Koch brothers can talk about his abuse of them and discrimination against them solely because they earn an income.
All right, back after this.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then, also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Rekindling the sacred fire of liberty with my friend Jonathan Ebord. And joined now from the Campaign for Liberty, it is Norm Singleton. I don't know if I've been on the air with you guys, and when I heard that Norm got elevated to the exalted status of, you're heading up C4L now, basically. Am I right in understanding that?
Well, yes, sir. I'm now the president of C4L. So I'm leading an effort of hope and change.
I hope you won't forget us little people now that you're, you know, president.
I will not. I just hope that I can do as good a job as leading C4L as Barack Obama has done leading the country.
Well, listen, you know, if Barack Obama had one intent, the other thing happens. I want the embracing of liberty, and so you're going to do a little different job in that regard. I have all the confidence in you, Norm, and appreciate
you.
So we got debates and discussion among some of the Republican candidates, Cruz versus Rubio. Jonathan brought it up last half hour briefly over the Patriot Act, over government surveillance, and what are the differing perspectives here?
Well, Cruz voted for the USA Freedom Act, which it didn't go nearly far enough, and it actually didn't really reform the NSA, but he was. Motivated by a desire to do something about the NSA, and I think that good people can, you know, maybe differ on that issue, because him and Mike Lee and some others really are concerned about the surveillance state. They're not soft on terrorism, but they do recognize that everything the government does has to be restrained by the Constitution and respect for individual liberty. Unfortunately, Senator Rubio is throwing his lot in with people like Lindsey Graham and John McCain, who don't believe there should be any meaningful limits on the government's ability to spy on us. And what's interesting is that this push has now been given to repeal even the limited protections of the USA Freedom Act has been given renewed impetus by the Paris attacks. But as Rand Paul pointed out and was confirmed by PolitiFact, the French government actually have a pretty strong surveillance program, and that didn't do them any good.
Well, as Jonathan has mentioned, I think off the air, I'm not sure it was on the air, but Jonathan, you said, you know, what happened to good old-fashioned police work? I mean, is that just thrown out the window? All we want is bulk data collection and surveillance of everybody?
I guess it is, and they totally ignore the fact. I've never seen any defender of mass surveillance give a good answer to the concern that intelligence professionals raise, which is you dump all this stuff on us. And we have no way of knowing what's valuable and what's not, and so it makes it easy for terrorists who are going to try to slip through the cracks And
they know how to avoid the government, the government agents, and they know what to look out for.
Right, right. So having unlimited ability, basically, like they do in France, to grab anybody's data, to surveil them without warrant, it doesn't work, and I just don't know why people like Rubio or Lindsey Graham or John McCain, they can't get a handle on that concept.
I think it's because they're stuck in a very dangerous and old-fashioned paradigm that says that the more information, the better, that we have to trade our liberties for security, none of which is true. Trading our liberties for security, it just gives you... It just gives you less of both, actually. It's what we're seeing.
Indeed, indeed. So, Jonathan, are you still with us, or did we lose you? I think it got quiet on Jonathan's front, so maybe you had to take a call there. On the Cruz and Rubio front, again, we've got Rand Paul on this. I got to ask you, Norm, why is Rand Paul not gaining traction? Is it because the mainstream media is not giving him any love? He doesn't get any coverage or very limited coverage? What is it about his message that is not resonating as well as it did for his dad now that we've seen him in action for quite some time on this presidential cycle?
It's an interesting question, and as a president of a C4, I can't make a public endorsement, but just as an observer, I can say I do think that Senator Paul is, I think, doing a good job of conveying the libertarian message, and I think that he seems to be building strongly. I do think, though, that unfortunately you have large parts of the electorate going in a completely different direction
if you look at the leading candidates are someone like Trump who says ban all immigrant, all of a certain type of immigrant, not because we have evidence that they're a threat, but because of their religion. And when you have someone like Rubio who is just spy on everybody.
Yeah, I just don't, you know, like you said, I understand the fear game and how it plays well sometimes on Main Street. But, you know, I'm an idealist, too. I'd like to think that we could appeal to a higher intellect, a higher level of discussion, and, and look at these constitutional issues that way. Jonathan, are you back with us?
I am. I'm sorry we were cut off there for a second by some intervening force. But I think one of the things that's very disappointing is that, you know, I think probably Norm pointed out that reliance upon the data gathering is of no utility to us in the fight on terror. It just simply hasn't proven to be an effective means. So aside from the fact that it's a gross invasion of civil liberty to acquire data on everyone in the country in an attempt to find the needle in the haystack, it just doesn't work. And as a consequence, the better approach, I mean, there are many, many additional things that can be done. First of all, our greatest concern are attempts by terrorist organizations overseas and individuals who are affiliated with those organizations communicating and connecting with people here in the United States. Well, you can use cyber warfare to destroy their websites and to interfere with their ability to propound propaganda. You can use EM weapons in those areas where terrorists are present and wipe out their ability to use electronic communication at the source. You can track the communication using various sophisticated technology overseas, and you can also use standard policing techniques, which are the most effective in identifying people who are in this country and pose apparent risk. So, for example, if the neighbor of the person in the San Bernardino event had not been dissuaded by political correctness from reporting to police that she saw suspicious activity in her neighbor's house, we might never have had this terrorist event in California. But it's not because of NSA data gathering or super eavesdropping or anything of that sort that resulted in that information. It was the neighbor who had the information, and standard policing would have caused the police to investigate had they been informed, and that would have been likely sufficient, particularly if she reported at the time that she had the suspicions, because the authorities now believe that they were assembling in a factory style in their garage pipe bombs. Yeah. So, you know, standard policing works. Data gathering does not. It invades people's civil liberties without a justification.
I think we really
want to do a number on terrorists, there are additional techniques that can be employed overseas to really screw up their ability to use any electronic means for communication.
Yes. Well, common sense is lacking, of course, in the Obama administration. It has for a long time on this front. The question is, in the cybersecurity arena and era, is there something legitimate that can be done that hasn't been done yet? What is this new cybersecurity bill being drafted in secret in association with Paul Ryan there, Norm?
Well, this is a bill, the cybersecurity bill, a version of the House and the Senate both passed this year. There's a lot of civil liberties concerned with it because it's designed to make it easier for private companies to share your data with the government, and once the government has it, they can share it in their among other agencies. Several problems with this. One is that it doesn't limit it to cybersecurity issues. Two, it gives complete liability protection from the companies, so that if you're harmed, if there's negligence, you can't get any compensation from the company that took your data, and of course, good luck getting compensation from the government. There's a version of the House and Senate Intelligence Committees being drafted, or drafting a version of the bill, supposedly at the behest of Speaker Paul Ryan, who
is trying to get it put into the omnibus spending bill that is currently being negotiated. This is marketed as to protect us from hacks like the Sony hack and the hack of the government that happened earlier this year. But privacy and security experts have looked at the bill and said it won't actually do anything to stop hacks, prevent hacks. It won't increase our security. What Jonathan was talking about was going proactive against known terrorist organizations. This would be reactive and say that the way to stop hacks is to invade our privacy. And I think those are two very different things, because Jonathan's solution actually is designed to target real identified threats and respect the Constitution. This is designed to not look for real threats, but just give the government a reason to get more information from corporations and protect corporations that agree to aid and abet the security state.
Well said, well said. Well, we are coming up on another break here, and I want you to think about this, Norm, when we follow up after the break. On Congress, they're heading into the, a session end, and is there going to be something we need to really be looking out for in terms of the violation of the Constitution, the taking away of American liberties, or other, maybe something good, maybe some common sense legislation that might be put forth at the end of the year here. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show, Sacred Fire of Liberty edition, with Jonathan E. Mord, and our guest right now from the Campaign for Liberty, now the president of C4L, Norm Singleton. Back with everybody after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey systems. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Well, and congressional propaganda perhaps too is the concern at the end of each calendar year, going to the holidays, and what kind of things do they try to pull out of their unconstitutional hats in Congress? Norm Singleton, president of Campaign for Liberty, here with Jonathan Emord as we rekindle the sacred fire of liberty. Norm, what are you on the lookout for?
Well, we're in that season where Congress is drafting a large, probably 1,000 pages or close to it, spending bill. They weren't going to get that done tomorrow, but it looks like they'll be in next week, maybe over the weekend. And in addition to lots of spending, the cybersecurity bill we mentioned before, there could be some other things. The one thing to keep a really close eye out for is, you know, the so-called risk corridor payments under Obamacare, which was supposed to go to insurance companies to compensate for any losses they took from participating in the Obamacare exchanges. These are, last year, actually, Senator Rubio led a charge to get language prohibiting the use of taxpayer funds to bail out the insurance companies. So they're limited to the money that they collect from government taxes and fees directly on the companies themselves for the bailouts, and that's just not proving to be enough. So there is talk that the Democrats are going to demand that that provision be dropped, and there's rumors that Republicans may be willing to do that. If they do that, it would be a terrible sign of about how serious they are, not just about Obamacare, but about ending crony capitalism and standing up for the real free market as opposed to corporatism.
Well, standing up for the free market is not something I'm used to seeing Congress do. Jonathan, when's the last time we had a free market kind of Congress?
It's been a very long time. We've seen crony capitalism essentially be the rule of how Congress reacts for Republicans and for Democrats to just either seek a one-payer system with the government creating socialized medicine in the country,
or agreeing to crony capitalism, as this president did with Obamacare. The big problem is that we have essentially carpetbaggers in Congress. They're selling out the nation for their own self-interest. They're allowing the bureaucracy to wreak havoc over the American people, so much so that individuals are being destroyed by bureaucratic agencies without recourse to a court of law for an independent assessment, caught in an administrative system that is onerous, has no independent check on it, rules like an oligarchy, and is really a part of the big reason why we do not have a growing middle class. I think the Today information was put out that the middle class is now no longer a majority population in the United States. And the reason for that, which is not articulated in the liberal media, is precisely because of tax policy, regulation run riot, and essentially the ruination of medium and small businesses that are the engines for upward mobility and for bringing people out of poverty and into the middle class. That's why the middle class is not growing. It's not growing because the engine for that growth, small businesses and medium-sized businesses, are taking the brunt of the regulatory hit and the tax hit, and that's depriving them of the means and wherewithal to compete, to innovate, and to create a competitive marketplace where upward mobility is the rule.
And don't forget the Federal Reserve either, which does benefit
that's
the
definitely true.
And it, by eroding our purchasing power, it harms the middle and working classes. And
yes.
You're right. I mean, we are moving to a two-strata society. And the potential, if there is a serious economic downturn, of great social unrest is very real. We're not like we were in the Great Depression, where people had strong communities, strong families that could take care of each other. Today, and it's very frightening to think of what Obama and others are to be leading us. And Janet Yellen.
Well, listen, self-sufficiency is something that we used to have as a kind of a normal way of life, and now dependency has become the normal way of life for much of America. So we'll keep rekindling the sacred fire of liberty with you, Norm. Thank you so much. And Jonathan Moore, appreciate you so much as well, as you know. And I appreciate you helping me remind the folks that the power to heal is theirs, just as it is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber Security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.